This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Christopher Husted. Columbia Public Works is reporting that the roads are in good shape, saying they're mostly wet with some slushy residue in the curb and gutters. All first and second priority roads have been treated and crews made progress into some residential areas too. The department says it plans to keep a 7-person crew on duty throughout the night and evaluate the road conditions late tonight to determine if resources will be needed on Tuesday. The outdoor activities planned for First Night Columbia tonight, including the processions and the fireworks displays at 9:30 and midnight, have been canceled due to the weather. All indoor activities and entertainment will still be held. Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill is joining two Republican colleagues in calling for federal agencies to move ahead with plans to close a 1,500-foot gap in a southeast Missouri levee, a project long delayed over environmental concerns. McCaskill sent a letter in mid-December to the Environmental Protection Agency and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, calling uncertainty and delays in the project, quote, unacceptable. Kansas City government is being praised for its innovative approach to getting rid of the tons of sewer sludge produced every year. The city uses the sludge to fertilize 1,340 acres it owns along the Missouri River near the Birmingham Wastewater Treatment Plant. The crops grown using the sewer sludge are sold to make biofuel, meaning none of the crops are intended for human consumption. The Kansas City Star reports the farm has made $2.1 million in net income for the city during the past 6 years. Tenant farmers raised the crops until 2006 when the city took over the farming. A northwestern Missouri lawmaker is seeking to limit the use of drones and other unmanned aerial vehicles. The legislation would require law enforcement officers to get a warrant before using a drone in Missouri. It also would prohibit the use of drones by people, organizations, or government agencies for the surveillance of farms. Republican Representative Casey Guernsey of Bethany is proposing the measure. Guernsey says he does not want state government to monitor residents more than it currently does. The Kansas City Star reports that the American Civil Liberties Union is supporting Guernsey's bill. A statewide effort to share extra venison taken by deer hunters is bringing in record donations. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports the program, called Missouri's Share the Harvest, is on track to distribute 400,000 pounds of donated meat. The program allows deer hunters to donate the venison when they take deer to food processors. The venison is distributed through regional and local food pantries. The Conservation Federation of Missouri, the Missouri Department of Conservation, regional food banks, local food pantries, and meat processors participate in the program. Dave Murphy, executive director of the Conservation Federation of Missouri, says the program has grown because of increased funding and more attention from hunters. Governor Jane Nixon also has strongly promoted the program since taking office in 2009. For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted.